brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I do this sometimes. I look at the guest sheet wrong. Quanell X, one of the head Black Panther Party, new Black Panther Party people, who was down there on the armed march in Houston, where they had Democratic operatives out there with racist signs to try to create division and distractions. Now, he's going to be joining us in the next hour. So that is going to be coming up in the third hour today. We are going to be taking your calls in this hour, open phones, first-time callers yet again on all the news already covered in the last hour and the news that's coming up in this hour. But we're also going to be getting into the Muslim Brotherhood and others blowing up and burning down and mass murdering Christians as usual, and how that ties in to Homeland Security and their fake war on terror. It's really a war on our liberties. We're going to get into the latest developments with Fukushima. TEPCO admits Fukushima 1 reactor is still leaking radioactive water into the Pacific. Guess where that comes? Right over here. But when the federal government discovers the tuna are filled with radiation, their answer is just keep feeding it to us. And we're also going to be getting into a host of other articles that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And first off, when we come back in the next segment, I am going to get into the Obamacare showdown being reported by the Hill newspaper, and really what Obamacare signifies and what that means, and the 1,200 days left with Obama in office, and Obama saying Trayvon looks like the sun, and now Trayvon looks like him. If you didn't hear that a few days ago, literally trying to now make himself the victim. So they make Trayvon a victim, which he clearly at some level was a victim, and we're sad for him and his family, and then they transfer that manipulation onto Obama. And this is just basic mind control. In fact, everybody's been playing that for days. We haven't played that yet. Can you guys get me the Obama clip where he says, I could have been Trayvon? And maybe we clip it together with, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. I want to play that just so people can hear that again. A president. I mean, I tune into MSNBC now, and it is like a hallucination. The race baiting, the division, the lying. Everyone wants to turn their guns in. Everyone wants open borders. Everyone knows America's racist. Everyone knows white people are bad. Everyone knows Obama loves us. It's like everyone knows we love taking cyanide. Everyone knows we love being thrown into meat grinders. Everyone knows we love being fed to sharks. Everyone loves checkpoints on the highway. Everyone loves the government funding Al-Qaeda. Congress has a 10% approval rating. Some polls are 9%, some are 15%. Obama's plunging in the polls, but everyone loves him. Everybody knows that the moon's made of cheese. Everybody knows that Bill Clinton did not have sex with that woman. Look how happy Bill Clinton looks. Big sellout to the New World Order, looks like a zombie. Look at all these New World Order people. Like Schmidt, the head of Google, who has dozens of girlfriends and basically has jumbo jets, they admit, with flying harems on them in his open marriage, and is reportedly into all sorts of weird stuff. But he says, you don't have any privacy, but he's obsessed with his. Like, I saw this article in Daily Mail. Will you guys print that again for me, or we'll show it? Where his girlfriends, when he's out with them, they wear veils. So he's obsessed with privacy, but he wants to know what you've got growing on your tallywhacker. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I mean, this is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that this guy wants to know if you have breast implants. This guy wants to know where you go eat, what you do, so he can predict the future and run your life and sell the data to big corporations to game you and your family. I have news on that today. How these high-end stores have face scanning cameras in them to game. Yeah, scroll down to his girlfriend covering her faces. To game. The name of the game is gaming. Oh, they know you'll buy something. They know you'll be ripped off. They know you'll pay more. They know. They have the intel on you, and they're going to rape you hard. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are opening the phones up for first-time callers on any of the plethora of news items and issues I covered in the last hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight for basic human liberty. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're not left or right. We're about doing the right thing. I am a constitutional libertarian, and I know that we have a private corporate global government forming that has made itself above the law, the new royalty, with diplomatic immunity. And they are engaged in a scorched earth, ruthless process of establishing a planetary corporate government. I am here to resist that and try to wake folks up. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. Okay, let me just recap the situation, and I'm going to get to some new news on Obamacare and then your phone calls, and then the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda just slaughtering Christians all over the Middle East under U.S. government funding. I mean, our government is absolutely over-the-top evil, and they know they can get away with it because it's so over-the-top. And overnight, they're like, it's not for Al-Qaeda now. You're all the terrorists. conservative libertarian veterans, you're going to attack. Any minute now, when you do, we're going to put you in re-education centers. The Army's training, but that's no big deal. I mean, it's just beyond insanely evil. But it's so over the top, you're like, I can't even compute. Our government publicly runs Al-Qaeda and publicly is training to take our guns and publicly buying thousands of armored vehicles and billions of rounds of ammo and ordering posters of kids to shoot them called No More Hesitation. I mean, it's all Twilight Zone. And then they have the media, you know, up there lying about me. Well, there's no bullets. There's no armored vehicles. There's no FEMA camp plan, even though it's all on record. Alex Jones believes giant wasps live under the UN building. I never said anything like that. Alex Jones says Obama runs every tornado. Never said that. You know, Alex Jones is racist. Never said that. And now they've caught the Democrats. This is up on Infowars.com. We've given some of the history of it as well, having people with signs saying we're racist and chanting that they're racist. And this is the same thing that we've seen over and over and over again. So we're going to be getting to more of that after I take your phone calls. But here it is. Representative Luis Gutierrez calls for House hearings on Trayvon Martin and gun control. And I heard him and other congressmen this morning on MSNBC saying, we've got to pass gun control and we've got to get rid of concealed carry federally for Trayvon. Now, how about for the globalist mafia? That's why they want our guns. Government arming to the teeth, they want our guns. 2 + 2 = 4. NRA, Holder exploiting Trayvon Martin death to push gun control. The Hill. NRA blasts Holder for pushing gun control on Trayvon Martin's back. Pelosi, Congress must uphold oath to protect and defend the Constitution by passing gun control. By the way, Pelosi has government paid for bodyguards with guns, and she has guns. But you ain't going to gab them. You understand that, slave? That witch runs your life. Bow to her and all the rest of them. So that's just some of the news on that front here today. Now let's get to the Obamacare.
Obama, give me free Obama. I want free house. You said Obamacare, not raise taxes on anyone, but it raises them on anyone working, even people being paid $18,000 a year. Obama, Obama, Obama. That hurts. That hurts me. You look like a wolf, but you say you love me. Obama, Obama,
Maybe we can find a sound of sheep being killed. They have varmint tapes online that you play to bring in wolves and coyotes. Can we get the sound of dying sheep? It sounds like a person. I mean, that's you. And you're like, well, I don't like Republicans. How about a fake choice? You walk on a car lot, and the guy's like, how you doing? Good to have you here. I got all these beauties. 1976 Gremlin, perfect condition, no miles. I've got other vehicles. Now, it's not like this vehicle was in a river, and we drained it out and covered that up. Well, we got a really good deal for you. Well, we got two choices here on the lot for you, and you're going to buy one of them today. And then they lean in to intimidate you to buy it. I say, I'm leaving. I'm not buying this. See, that confidence game with a country primed for mass Stockholm syndrome. And if somebody's wearing a uniform, everybody wears uniforms now. Everyone bows down. Oh, my gosh, you're in a janitor outfit. I better kneel. I think I could dress up in a janitor outfit if it had some flags on it, walk up and say, hello, sir, give me your wife. And the wife would probably say, absolutely. You are my master, because everybody's watched, you know, I Dream of Jeannie. I mean, I guess they've been programmed like that to sit there and do anything they're told,
because that's what the sheeple do. I like my vaccines.
Really, the Gardasil shots in their own trials killed a large percentage of people that took it and injured thousands, and all these governments have banned it, India, Japan, and it just keeps killing people. It doesn't even protect you. The insert says doesn't protect you from the thousands of strains of papilloma. It's a total hoax, and Rick Perry saying it's a law to take it is a total hoax. This is a eugenics operation. It's been connected to infertility. Please
don't talk like that, scary man Obama. Obama looks like Trayvon. Obama could be Trayvon. He's a victim of white racist.
Hey, the government's a wolf. It's taking your rights. It's run by foreign banks.
That's what the racists say.
Okay, that's enough. I'm going crazy here. Let's go to our leader. First, Trayvon looked like his son and personalized it. Justice Department running the whole operation.
Now, he is Trayvon. How dare the white people of America do this to our savior, our royalty, the man who stands above Joe Biden. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And when Trayvon Martin was first shot, I said that this could have been my son.
Obama.
Another way of saying that is that Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. And when you think about why, in the African-American community at least, there's a lot of pain around what happened here, I think it's important to recognize
that... We're here
that,
to put salt in the wounds as much as possible to distract you from the foreign banks I work for, raping everybody.
At this issue through a set of experiences and a,
right, that's
and a history.
Yeah, he goes on to say, I'm used to when I walk through a parking lot, people lock the doors. Yeah, when I get in my car and then I turn it on and I'm in a parking lot, I lock the door. And, you know, I'm a man, and I've been walking through parking lots and seen women kind of look at you and got their purse because people are living in fear. I'm a white guy. And I'm sure there are some people out there that stereotype and think black guys about rape them or do something. My whole issue is if I see guys with wife beaters with like devil tats and they're bugging their eyes out at me and, you know, they're white, they're Hispanic, they're black, whatever, I start kind of paying attention to them. But absolutely, you know, if I'm especially in a poor area and I see guys walking like they're thugs down the street, I don't care what color they are. I go, that guy looks like they're a thug and looks like they're tough. Okay. If they try to shake me down, I'm just going to say, I'm going to ignore them and keep walking. And if they come up to me and try to put a hand on me, I'm going to punch them right in the throat. Because I don't want to jump on top of them and hurt my knees and stuff when I slam their head in the ground. Plus, I don't want to kill them. Then I have to go to jail and stuff, and then they have to find that I didn't, that it was done in self-defense. Been down that road. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to punch this guy in the throat. I'm thinking, how hard am I going to punch him? And I'm not thinking he's a black guy. I'm thinking the guy's walking like a thug, thinks they're tough, and I'm thinking about how I'm going to defend myself. Just like when I've been at the coast a few years ago and walk out of a restaurant in South Padre, and they're having a biker rally. And it wasn't like a nice biker rally. Most rallies are nice people. It was like thug wannabes rode up with a motorcycle and were revving and looking at me. And I was thinking, okay, all right, that guy's taking his helmet off. I'm going to punch him in the throat the minute he tries to get up and do something. And then I'm going to assault those next three guys. Then they'll probably pull a weapon. I need to take that. I mean, that's what I'm thinking whenever something like that's going on. I can't help it. I'm thinking, all right, I'm ready to kill. I mean, that's just how I am. And I'm thinking, all right, okay, instantly assess these guys. These are probably ex-con, real criminals. I've got my three kids here. That gives me, just turbo dinosaur power. And I'm thinking, control yourself. Don't have a fight unless you've absolutely got to. You know, the man in me is ready to take them all on. Gosh, you know what I'm talking about out there, don't you? Yeah, you scum. I hate gang members and filth. And it has nothing to do with black people. But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum. Anyways, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. The point here is that they are simply trying to invoke a racial division here, and that's what he's doing. Because, I mean, I see it all the time. People are insecure. They go to a country club that's above their standard. They're white. Or black folks will think, I don't want to go there. I had black friends in high school who are like, I don't really want to, really want me to go to that golf course with you and go to that country club. You think people like me there? I get that. And there's Obama trying to invoke it. Let me tell people who are looking at a country club nowadays, how sharp your car is, your posture, and how you're dressed. And do you act arrogant? If you act black, if you're black and you go in there and you act, like you're the president, everyone will kiss your ass. if you sit there and you act like a thug and you're a white guy, everybody's going to want to throw you out of a place. That's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. That's where all this goes. That's how all this sits there and operates. And the media is trying to tell us how we're supposed to act to create division. Your phone call's coming up.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
But I take my focus, I take my anger, I take it all, and I try to direct it towards the globalist. And to see them trying to invoke, bring back all the classism, racism, and to manage us makes me disgusted. And we have a graphic up on InfoWars.com that Anthony Frieda put together, Divide and Conquer. that breaks it all down, exactly what the globalists are doing. I mean, people are absolutely integrating together. People are getting along better than ever. And I'm telling you, stuff like this is meant so the government can divide and conquer and manage everybody. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm going to go to your phone calls. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. And then when we come back from break, I will briefly get into the showdown on Obamacare and a bunch of other news. And then we have Quanell X, so I shouldn't yell and scream on air. I lose my voice. Joining us to talk about the Black Panther, new Black Panther Party rally they had yesterday and all the things that happened down there and his take on all this. This should be interesting and informative. I'm going to try to actually talk to this guy and say, really, really, this is all. We ought to get some Klan people on the show, too. And, of course, Matt Owl say, Jones had the Klan on and said he loved them. Should be like, but he had wonderful new Black Panther Party on, so I guess it's okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. This is Andrew. First-time caller. I wanted to say real quick, I appreciate what you do and every day, and I do what I can to figure things out and do my own research. And I just wanted to bring up a specific point. I'm an employee at a local grocery store. I'm not going to use any names, but I've investigated a certain type of drinking water for babies called nursery water. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that on the air, but...
Yeah, bud, I know all about it. I've probably shot, I must not exaggerate, 20 reports on it where it even has higher levels than what they have come out and they have said... 7 years ago, the American Dental Association said stop brushing kids' teeth with fluoride. It causes fluorosis, cracking of teeth, and reduction of IQ. They said take it out of pesticide that they spray on crops because it bioaccumulates. And they've also gone around and had to admit because the lawsuits and the science. And they had, I bash government all day, they had 97% of the toxicologists and scientist at the Environmental Protection Agency in 2000 and again in 2005 or so, and then again 2 years ago, send letters with their names saying, take this out of the drinking water. And the answer was, we'll go from 1.6 part per million is federally recommended to 1.07. So they cut it basically in half. That's still deadly. And again, yes, everywhere. The government has been forced to say, don't give babies fluoride water. I mean, you might as well literally give them a lobotomy. And, I mean, I've drunk that nursery water on air. I mean, you can taste the chemical in it. I mean, it tastes like pool water, folks. And it's for the kids. And by the way, I was in a CVS. The manager came over. He goes, you're the one who shot that video in here. I know my store. I went, yeah. He goes, well, I looked that stuff up because we were thinking about suing you. And I guess it's true. Besides, nobody buys it anymore. I've heard it's going to be discontinued. I went, well, then why are you bucking up to me? What, you're 6'4", so they made you the manager, and you're now kind of getting in my space. I said, I'm trying to help kids. Stop bugging your jaw out at me. I mean, I'm sorry. That's how I am. Get off my back! I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead and make your point about it.
No problem. Actually, I just think it's a little strange and in a weird way kind of funny. When you look at the packaging for this type of water, I'm pretty sure you've noticed it. It provides the information that fluoride is added, like it's a huge benefit. And it's like, I look at this, and the way I read it is like, with fluoride added, like, it's good for your children. And I think it's pretty insane, in my opinion. If anyone does any basic research on fluoride, and I did a little investigation on the supposed usage by Hitler on his death camps with
no, that's Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. He got it from the Soviets. It's a fact. Since about 1925, the Russians, with U.S. government advisors from the Rockefeller Brother Foundation, were spiking the water with about 3 parts per million. That becomes so obvious, though we're not good androids for them, that it slows you down too much. In a work camp, you only want about 1.6 parts per million. That's why we get work camp dosages. America, you can't blame America for being zombies. We've been under chemical attack since the 1950s. Okay? We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to start talking now, or I'll never go to your calls. Let's just go to your calls right now. Let's talk to Andrew in the UK. You're on the air.
Ah, hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Good to finally talk. I called yesterday, but it was put on hold for 40 minutes. I had to walk the dog. Anyway, I've got you LinkedIn right now, which I do pretty much every day on infoaudio.net. So that's my thing in the United Kingdom.
Awesome.
So yeah, I don't know how many listeners you've got stateside, but I'm sure it's kind of double that over here now. Because I've been on since 29th of February of last year. And to be honest with you, I hadn't heard of Alex Jones. The only Alex Jones I knew about was a BBC One presenter. I don't know if you're aware of her. On the One Show. So somebody says, have you heard Alex Jones? I went, that woman on BBC One? He goes, no, but no, the guy off from Austin, Texas, does Infowars.com. So then I had a look at your site. I thought, all right, this guy's opinionated. He's outspoken. So it's good to know that there's other people out there that are willing to take that risk and talk out loud.
Well, worldwide, the broadcast is growing, and I just see that as a metric, a measurement of the global awakening. And it's different strokes for different folks. You know, there's different ideas out there. But overall, we know we're going in the wrong direction. We know we're going into a planned global economy run by some very nasty people. And it's time to wake up. What percentage of Brits do you really think are actually fawning and worshiping over the new royal baby? I mean, I think Kate Middleton is attractive and seems like a nice lady because she is a commoner. I mean, and I'm not against inbred elites just because they're inbred elites. I'm against them because of what they do. But worshiping a bunch of inbred mental midgets on average, I mean, why am I supposed to worship someone? I mean, we all know people whose dad gave their son a business and the person's a jerk and we don't like them because, you know, they were given everything. And they're usually jerks because they don't appreciate anything. We all know that. But we all admire self-made men and women. At least I do. But then there's also people who've been given a lot, but who've also done a lot with it, and then you admire them as well. But just the royalty, and then everyone bowing down to them, I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. But I've asked my question. What you calling about?
Yeah, just to say that I've got you linked into infoaudio.net. Like I say, I run. I start to do my live show after you finish about 9 o'clock. I think I'll patch you in about 5-6 in the afternoon because of the time delay. Then I'll do my thing. I do a news section at 10. I did a big section on the royal family. I don't like the worship of wealth. It ain't, you know, they're human beings after all. And that baby's going to be brought up in, you know, flash photographer. When she comes out of the hospital, you know what it's going to be like. They're going to be all paps there. And she's just come out for me a few photos, they'll do 32-page pull-outs for it. It's this sort of worship of wealth that I don't like. And I'm not a royalist, obviously, but I'd say, in answer to your question, the percentage of people, I'd say 10 to 20%. You know, it's the older generation that will stand and wait for the Queen to come out to wave and go past. You know, the youth of today, they ain't interested in that. In fact, the way I promote what I do, infoaudio.net, is by fake money. I print counterfeit money with my logos on it. I've got a £5 issued out there, and we're doing a £10, a £20.
You know, that's a great idea. I want to come back out, because they have the conspiracy notes. I want to come back out with a global government currency and make it like a joke, but have factoids all over it. And maybe we'll do one like Vampire in Chief with the Queen of England, and then another that has, you know, a eugenicist mass murderer in chief, David Rockefeller. I've been wanting to do that for a while. That's a great idea. And handbills, hand it out to people, then get them to your site. You can generally get enough ad revenue off that, even with automated systems, to pay for more handbills. And then you self-fund getting the word out using a free market. That's how you do it. Absolutely. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, that's it, Alex. Basically, I'm a self-funder. I don't advertise on my site. It's a .net. It's not a .com. Infoaudio.net. It's not a .com.
I think self-funding is great. If you're a doctor or a businessman or woman and you have extra money, donating it to the fight, doing it yourself, is beautiful. Or have a hobby of a YouTube channel. Whatever. All of us doing a little something will bring the globalists down.
Yeah, to be honest with you, though, I'm kind of happy not advertising that way. I don't have to answer to sponsors or anything like that. I can actually talk freely. I've got friends who are printers; they'll print it real cheap. I mean, it's the paper.
Yeah, but here's the deal: you don't have to answer for sponsors. There's a lot of automated ad systems where you can approve and disapprove. They just come to you, and they go into an automated market, and you say your price, and then, you know, say you only accept libertarian or anti-globalism advertising. I mean, look, they've made it dirty to make money because they want to make it all and then use their control of the market to shut us off. God bless you. I appreciate your call. You know, it's come out that came out 15 years ago when I first saw it, that high-end stores everywhere through a database of digital driver's license photos in a global database, as they sell this data. A lot of businesses have a secondary thing of selling data. When you go in to a Barnes & Noble or, you know, whatever these stores are that have the face scanning systems, they know what you read, what you buy, your size. They know how much you spend. And they now have screens that will direct their salespeople to who really has money. Now, folks, that's an invasion of your privacy. Okay? And they want you to get a customer loyalty card because that's a contract allowing them to use all the data and sell your data. They're at high-end stores, use facial recognition tools to spot VIPs. And that's a story. What is that, out of Forbes? NPR also reported on it. But the bigger issue, and I have it here in my stack, is they're using it to cheat you. In fact, stores use facial recognition to gouge wealthy shoppers. But it's not really even wealthy. If you surf fancy things, the computer thinks, oh, you're buying yachts. No, maybe I was doing research on politicians buying yachts with taxpayer money. Or maybe I was looking at researching a jet that went down. I'm not really going to be buying a $25 million jet or whatever. It doesn't matter. You do that. I mean, I've gone and looked at jets. I've gone and looked up globalists. I've gone, and then next I'm getting, you know, Russian Fabergé egg advertisements, you know, a year later on my computer. I went and looked up the Mercedes that Michael Hastings was in. We looked at it on computers all over the office. Now there's Mercedes ads everywhere. Now I'm getting mail for the Mercedes at my house, the exact Mercedes. You see how that works, folks? I mean, you need to be aware of this. And so they're all using the system to game us. And then meanwhile, we're like, oh, we better not write a book and sell it. My goodness, I don't want to profiteer off my ideas. Well, folks, you've got to sell things to build a base, to build an operation. You can write a book and give it out for free. And if you already have money, that's fine. That's a labor of love. Half the time, people don't even appreciate it if it's given to them for free. And we give most of what we do out for free, but we've got to do enough to pay for things. What I'm looking for is unlocked minds. That's my treasure. I'm looking for freedom, a future. I'm a bleeding heart libertarian. I'm a bleeding heart fan of humanity. I'm a bleeding heart lover of humanity, lover of art, lover of goodness, lover of courage, lover of beauty, lover of life. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Hate scum, hate thugs, hate tyrants, hate criminals, hate gangs, hate because they're scum. They're parasites. And when I see a parasite, a tick attached to my dog that I missed in between its toes, it's been there for 2 weeks. I'm ashamed I didn't look over the animal. I'm ashamed I haven't given it a bath. I'm ashamed it's got a tick big and fat. And then I didn't get that tick off, and I pull that tick off, and I take it outside, and I grind it into the ground because I don't like parasites. It's like good dentists will tell you. You think it's gross pulling out rotten teeth and pus coming out and stuff? There's like a satisfaction. But it's not that you like pus. It's like you like healing. You like removing the pus. You like helping people. Not because you're some goody two-shoe who does it from a fake perspective to act like you're a good person, but because it's who you want your children to be. It's who you are. It's what flows from you. So they come to good people and go, oh, you shouldn't have a radio show and make money. How do you think you build an economy? How do you think you build a new media? You've got to go out and you've got to put the information out, do the best research you can, and then sell products you already use that you know are good to share with others and give them a good price so that they can communally, but in an individual way, vote with their dollars and vote up the organic food, vote up the best vitamins and supplements, vote up the best films, vote up the best culture, the best t-shirts, the best art, the best ideas, vote up. You have to choose with your dollars, with your decisions, with your feet, what you promote to crush the enemy instead of them force feeding. I mean, I don't let my children watch television unless it's like archaeology shows, history shows, hunting, fishing shows, things like that. But whenever we go to a hotel or something, and we flip through the children channels, it's every channel is, be gay for stuff targeting seven-year-olds. And it's like, oh, but it's politically correct. Let them sexualize children if it's gay. And I'm offended by that. It's like, you're a bigot if you don't let us sexualize your kids. See, they couldn't say, hey, teach your seven-year-old daughter how to go out and find a sugar daddy. You'd be like, that's pedophilia. But see, if it's, hey, kids, be gay, it's, oh, well, that's just, you know, tolerance. See, the truth is the globalists are a bunch of degenerates, folks. And so it's the thrill of sexualizing a child. That's all they've got left is screwing up wholesome good things. And it makes me want to beat people's brains out. I mean, that's a normal response to messing with people's kids. And it's going to get worse and worse. I mean, the public schools, I have a curriculum article. You guys gave it to me, and I can't find it, but you print it again, where they're now going to teach the racism of guns and how they're meant to kill black people. That's the party line. Of course they were coming out with that. And how they teach five-year-olds that two daddies and that men have sex together and that women have sex together. And then you could say, oh, whatever, don't be a square, Alex. I bet you like, you know, women together or whatever. You know, all the, well, I like beauty, period. But the whole point is that I know where it bleeds, where it goes. And then you're sitting there shoving it on five-year-olds? Five-year-olds shouldn't even be thinking about that. They're ruining natural discovery. They're ruining normal behavior. And all the studies show when you make a child mature early, you are actually abusing their psyche and their IQ and their development, and it stunts their development. It's like if you take steroids when you're 10 years old, it's going to fuse your growth plates and you're going to be a midget. If you take them when you're 14, you're going to have 4 years of growth you're not going to get. Do they tell people that? No, that's Steve. So it's like they go, oh, you're just anti-gay. Yeah, the fish, the frogs are coming out bisexual. And they're like, what, are you against that? Are you against their sexual preference? They're having their sexual preference taken. They're being attacked. I want to go to this fluoride report. The guys found it. There's like, no exaggeration, I've probably done 20, 30, 40 reports on nursery water. And they've got like with the school buses, all these brands. And it says, go into school, get your fluoride, moms. And the moms, I see them at the store going, and I walk over and go, ma'am, please look up the study on fluoride. Because I'll be in the water aisle. I'll see a woman putting her thing. I go, hey, how you doing? I mean, I do this because I care. I mean, I'd be a weirdo if I didn't render aid. And I go, listen, I don't want to get in your business, but I know, you know, fluoride, calcium fluoride, a little bit helps the teeth. We need everything. We need a little bit of arsenic. You know, we need a little bit of cyanides in apples. But I said, listen, they've actually said reduce the amount of fluoride out there. It's actually causing dental fluorosis and stuff a lot worse. Will you just look up the Harvard study? And the woman's like, sure, but I'm a man, so they don't really listen. They listen to the advertisement because the TV patronizes them and talks to the women. Oh, you're the boss now. But if I was a woman, then women tend to listen to women. I've watched this. I've seen my wife talk to people about it, and then women will actually listen to her. I mean, since when does a woman not want to listen to a man going, hey, I see you got your kids here. You just bought that. That's really going to hurt your kids. Please just look it up. And I had one woman go, they can put anything on the internet. I said, listen, it's a Harvard study. This is just about 6 months ago. And my kids now have gone from saying, daddy, don't. Now they're not even embarrassed. That's good. When I'm at the grocery store or I'm at a gas station, now they're the ones telling people. Because at first, they need to get past being embarrassed. Slaves are embarrassed. Slaves are scared to speak out. Slaves sit there and take chemical weapons advertised on a hook for kids, like a worm for a bass. Here, kids, it's fluoride for the children, with the smiley kids getting on the school bus, with, you know, drawing with little kids and, you know, stick figures with a puppy. Oh, it's nursery water for kids, the school bus. You know, it's like a six-pack of water with a school bus on the side with kids on the plastic packaging around it, getting on the school bus, yeah, getting on the brain-damaged cancer bus. I mean, I would be a scumbag if I didn't talk to those people. Let's go to this clip. There I am videotaping.
They're bombarding you everywhere with stuff that poisons you. Fluoride, which the American Dental Association has admitted for 5 years. Children under five should even brush their teeth with it or drink it.
Now, this is 2 years ago, so it's 5 years ago. Now it's seven.
Nursery water for the baby with fluoride. Then you go down this aisle, and it's you versus the flu at CVS. Get your flu shot. When they admit that it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year, big Canadian studies, and they admit they've never guessed the year before what the flu's going to be the next year. I mean, total hoax, totally worthless. Three flu shots and you double your chances of getting Alzheimer's. Just Google that. Search it. Look it up. They admit it. And then down here, more anti-human propaganda. Just everywhere is propaganda. Oh, CVS, you know, buy their product because it's earth-friendly. And again, there's a lot of reasonable stuff environmentally, but they tag this onto the whole eugenics, anti-human agenda. It's all about bossing you around, making you feel guilty. And you go through this place, it is just everywhere. Everywhere. And every store you go to just bombards you. You need fluoride for your kids. You need mercury-filled, vaccines. You need all of this. I noticed they push it in the chemical aisle as well. The flu shots, which is where it really should be. Oh, look, right by the fluoride nursery water in the pharmacy area, you've got the mercury-filled vaccines. And, of course, all of this is just ongoing. This is what I'm bombarded with.
Yeah, everywhere. Take the shots.
Did you notice how you're being bombarded? Do you like it?
Drink the water. Your kid will never talk again. Isn't that nice? Isn't that cute? Hey, you want a brain-damaged kid? You got to change their diapers till they're 35? Hey, drink some nursery water, baby. By the way, nursery water, whatever company puts that on, all you guys, sue me. Come on. Let's go. Let's get in court. I'm going to walk in with all the studies, all the facts. But they don't, you see. They don't. It's all a sick joke to them. And by the way, they all know full well what they're doing. Just like Bayer knew it was putting in those factor 8 HIV and hepatitis for all those little kids. Because they love you and your family. They love children dying slowly. They love robbing you of your intellect. They love lobotomizing you and your family. You're all under globalist chemical warfare, bio-warfare, GMO warfare attack. And we're all supposed to just sit here and take it and love it because the government's going to protect us from Al-Qaeda. They publicly run.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day. Or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. You're the renegade. It is atomic age. It's atomic age. You're a renegade.
prehistoric era. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to your phone calls. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Let's talk to Ernie in Michigan. Thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was just trying to get people a little hip to how to get off the grid. Are you familiar with power converters?
A little bit. I'm not an electrician, if that's what you mean.
Well, I'm an electrician, so like when I go to a home that has no electricity, and sometimes, like here in Michigan, we have a lot of copper theft, so they steal all the wires out, and I have to rewire the houses. So what I do, I go in with a power converter, and I hook it to my car, which can be adapted to, like, home use, where you can take just a car battery, an alternator, and a fan blower motor, which runs your heat in your car, and actually make a self-sustaining power system.
I know there's all sorts of alternative energy things being suppressed with the fake clean energy movement they've got. It's really just a boondoggle bank robbery transfer to globalist. But again, they already control the issuance of currency and credit. They're waging war on the physical economy with their fiat economy. How is Michigan doing up there? Beautiful state, but how are you doing under the wonders of NAFTA and GATT that Al Gore told us would be so wonderful?
Terrible. We're actually going into bankruptcy. The city is going into bankruptcy.
Well, that's the plan for all of us. We're going into bankruptcy to the globalists and their whole fiat system.
Yeah, actually, since I've been listening to you, I've actually been spreading the word to a lot of people how they've been turning countries into companies and bankrupting the company and taking the country. And I was like, that's just mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah, well, they set it up, too, where they take existing profitable companies and bankrupt them or create a subsidiary, steal the pensions, and now they're even taking private bank accounts and not getting in trouble because they got paramilitary SWAT teams that were set up to fight Al-Qaeda, who they run, trained and ready, and they want a civil war. And they're going to start one. You know, that's the issue. They're going to blow stuff up, blame it on us, roll it out. And that's the program. And we either totally wake up to the hoax or they win.
Yeah, I've been watching, like, closely, very closely. Like, this is, like, crazy. Are you familiar with Moorish Americans?
Not familiar with what, sir?
Moorish American? Moors?
The folks from North Africa?
Yeah, they actually, they were in America, too. Like,
No, I understand, like, but the Moors are from North Africa. That's the group that invaded Spain.
Yes. And
the original La Reconquista was taking Spain back from them. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but they got laws, actually, with on American books, stating that they get, like, some things free because, you know, the Moors are the Indians, too, but they changed the names.
Yeah, I'm confused about what group. Send me some info. We got to end this hour. I'm going to come back with some more calls. Then we've got Quan-L X, the head of the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers down in Houston. All that big news has been taking place down there with both sides armed and the rest of it. He's going to be popping in with us, and I will get into the whole situation on Obamacare, where they're talking about shutting the government down. And I say good for some of the Republican leadership that's now saying, let's kill Obamacare. Because, I mean, it was written by insurance companies and banks to rip everybody off. It's an admitted ripoff. I believe it's unconstitutional because it's a tax to foreign banks. And everybody knows it's a scam now, so let's just get rid of it. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.